Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Unexpected Joy of the Ordinary by Catherine Gray. This enlightening book, published in 2019, encourages us to embrace the beauty and satisfaction found in living an ordinary life. Exploring various facets of daily existence, from money and intelligence to relationships, Gray illuminates how an average lifestyle can bring unexpected pleasures and profound contentment. As an accomplished English journalist and author whose debut work, The Unexpected Joy of Being Sober, became a bestseller in the United Kingdom, Catherine Gray brings a thoughtful and relatable perspective to the topic. The unexpected joy of the ordinary is perfect for anxious individuals seeking comfort, fans of popular science, and readers with an interest in evolutionary psychology. Join us as we appreciate the simple joys that come from the ordinary moments in life. The Unexpected Joy of the Ordinary: The Benefits of Mediocrity and the Beauty of the Everyday. Introduction. Discover the beauty in the ordinary. Have you ever caught yourself dreaming of a life filled with fame, fortune, and exceptional achievements? While these aspirations may seem desirable, the reality is often far from fulfilling. This chapter delves into the surprising richness of leading an ordinary life, reminding us that true contentment often lies in the simplicity and mundanity of our everyday experiences. Through a series of insights, this narrative explores the hidden treasures in living a life that might seem unremarkable but is genuinely satisfying. Here, you'll explore several thought-provoking truths. Firstly, the chapter challenges the high value our society places on confidence, suggesting that it's not the ultimate key to success it's often made out to be. It posits that there's a misleading aura around needing to feel confident at all times, a notion that can lead to persistent self-doubt and unhappiness. Secondly, it touches upon the cultural phenomenon of selfies and what they reflect about our relationships. This part of the narrative invites you to reflect on how modern habits, influenced by technology and social media, might be shaping our interpersonal relationships and self-image in ways we don't fully acknowledge or understand. Lastly, the narrative tackles the endless chase for wealth, illustrating how an insatiable appetite for money can paradoxically lead to a feeling of impoverishment. By reevaluating our relationship with money, we are encouraged to find richness in experiences and relationships rather than in fleeting monetary gains. Each of these points encourages a deeper appreciation for the ordinary and invites a celebration of life's simple pleasures. By reorienting our perspectives, we learn to cherish what we often overlook and find joy in the familiar landscapes of our daily lives. This chapter is an invitation to step back from the societal race for extraordinary achievements and to embrace the unexpected joy that comes from just being ordinary. Part 1: Why Your Brain Prefers Bad News Over Good. Have you noticed how a single negative comment can overshadow an array of compliments? Imagine receiving praise from your boss for your dedication and interpersonal skills during a performance review, only to fixate on a minor critique about your confidence. This scenario often leaves us feeling unexpectedly disheartened, focusing solely on our perceived flaws. But before you're too hard on yourself, consider this: it might not be entirely your fault. Evolution has wired our brains to prioritize negative information, a phenomenon that served our ancestors well, but complicates our modern lives. The central takeaway from this discussion is that our brains are inherently designed to seek out and respond more intensely to bad news. This concept was demonstrated in a study led by neuroscientist Dr. John Cacioppo. He showed participants varied sets of images, ranging from distressing ones like firearms and deceased animals to pleasurable ones such as pizza and ice cream. The study revealed that the participants' brains activated more robustly when exposed to negative images compared to positive ones. Essentially, bad news captivated their attention significantly more than good news. But the predisposition towards negativity doesn't end there. Research indicates that we're also faster at detecting an angry face in a crowd than a happy one, an effect known as the anger superiority effect. Furthermore, we generally perceive negative traits in others as more defining than positive traits. Why this bias toward the negative? The answer lies deep within our evolutionary past and is particularly connected to a part of our brain known as the amygdala. The amygdala plays a crucial role in processing emotions and is highly attuned to negative information. This sensitivity was crucial for survival among our prehistoric ancestors, who lived in a world where threats from predators and rival tribes were constant. Their ability to detect danger quickly improved their chances of survival and reproduction. While modern life is significantly safer, our brains haven't caught up. The amygdala still operates on high alert, interpreting modern stresses, like navigating a crowded subway station, with the same intensity as life-threatening ancient challenges. This explains why, in situations devoid of real danger, we might still feel high levels of stress and focus on negative aspects. In the subsequent sections, we will explore strategies to counteract this negativity bias and shift our focus towards a more positive and balanced perspective. By understanding and addressing our brain's natural tendencies, we can foster a more optimistic outlook and appreciate the good in our everyday lives. Part 2: Why More Isn't Always Better. Do you sometimes feel that your life doesn't measure up to the exciting, glamorous lives of others? While some may jet off to exotic locations, you've remained in your hometown. Your acquaintances might live in luxurious homes and wear high-end fashion, while you maintain a modest lifestyle. If these thoughts resonate with you, it might be time to reassess what truly contributes to happiness. There's a common adage that the grass is always greener on the other side. However, this saying takes on a deeper meaning through the experiences shared by the author, who made a significant life change by moving from rainy England to sunny Barcelona, a change that led to unexpected revelations about happiness. The central thesis here is that an excess of pleasure and possessions does not guarantee a fulfilling life. Initially, the idea of living under the constant warmth of the Barcelona sun seemed idyllic to the author. Strikingly, she soon realized that what once felt special during the sunny days in England now felt mundane due to its daily occurrence. This shift in perception underscored a crucial insight from happiness research. Pleasure intensifies when it's sporadic, not continuous. When exposed to continuous sunshine, the author's appreciation dwindled, making her realize that unending access to what we desire might actually lessen our enjoyment. Moreover, her journey through life led her to examine the connection between possessions and satisfaction. As she moved to bigger apartments and accumulated more belongings throughout her 20s, she noticed that her happiness did not scale with her acquisitions. This led to an understanding that while the act of acquiring new things, like shopping for a new sweater, can be exhilarating, the long-term possession of them does not sustain the same level of happiness. This behavior is relatively new in human history. It wasn't until the 1960s that the baby boomer generation experienced the dual emergence of mass-produced goods and the widespread availability of credit cards, which together encouraged unprecedented levels of consumerism. The reason why accumulating stuff doesn't lead to lasting happiness ties back to our evolutionary history. Our nomadic ancestors found that too many possessions were a burden, complicating their mobility and adding undue stress. Modern-day decluttering trends, championed by experts like Marie Kondo, are a testament to the stress that excess possessions can still induce today. So, the next time you find yourself yearning for the latest fashion or gadget, remind yourself that happiness might not lie in the accumulation of more, but rather in appreciating and making the most of less. This realization could be the key to experiencing a deeper and more authentic joy. Part 3: Embracing the Normalcy of Negative Emotions. What does the archetype of a perfect person entail? Popular media might have you believe this person perpetually radiates confidence, maintains unwavering self-esteem, and never succumbs to disturbances like anger or anxiety. Yet, is such an unblemished existence even possible? The truth, upon closer examination, reveals that such ideals are more myth than reality. We often elevate high self-esteem as an essential goal, yet experiencing self-doubt doesn't mean there's anything fundamentally wrong with us. In fact, having moderate self-esteem might be more beneficial than we think. Research suggests that individuals with extremely high self-esteem can exhibit traits such as narcissism and prejudice towards others based on ethnicity, certainly not characteristics we'd associate with perfection. The core insight to gather here is, feeling insecure, anxious, and angry is not only normal but entirely human. While our culture tends to glorify unwavering confidence, it's important to recognize that anxiety and anger serve significant purposes. Statistics indicate that in England, 1 in 6 people deal with feelings of depression or anxiety each week. However, this doesn't mean we shouldn't manage our anxiety. One effective strategy involves zooming out to consider the bigger picture. For instance, a study that involved public speaking, a common source of anxiety, found that participants who contemplated their life's broader goals prior to speaking managed to reduce their stress significantly. Similarly, anger, while often viewed negatively, has its uses too. It acts as a signal, alerting us when our personal boundaries are compromised or when changes in our surroundings or relationships are necessary. In daily life, people typically experience anger several times a day, which underscores its role as a natural response to the world around us. Nonetheless, if you find yourself constantly in a state of fury, it may be worthwhile to introspect. Some psychological theories suggest that behind a facade of anger often lies a desire to express sadness or fear. A common example is the immediate reaction to shout after a minor traffic accident, where anger is a front for underlying fear. Thus, recognizing and accepting the normalcy of experiencing a spectrum of emotions, including those we often view as negative, can lead to a healthier, more grounded understanding of ourselves and enhance our emotional well-being. Part 4. Finding happiness in fewer, deeper relationships. Do thoughts of not having enough friends or not experiencing enough romance in your life trouble you? If so, you're far from alone in these feelings. In an era where social media often portrays relationships as perfect and abundant, many of us find ourselves longing for more connections. However, when it comes to happiness, the reality is often counterintuitive. We envision ourselves thriving within a large circle of friends and a fairy tale romance, but human psychology and social dynamics suggest something quite different. The central message here is, happy people tend to have fewer friends and maintain more private romantic relationships. Contrary to the ideal of having a vast network of close friends, research and evolutionary psychology suggest that maintaining many close relationships can actually lead to stress and dissatisfaction. This phenomenon, known as role strain, highlights the psychological pressure that comes from trying to juggle too many close social ties. Studies indicate that most people can maintain only 1 or 2 best friends and no more than 5 close relationships at any given time. Even social gatherings reflect this dynamic. Research indicates that groups of 3 are optimal for enjoyable banter in social settings like bars, and any group conversations beyond 4 people tend to diminish in satisfaction. So while you might dream of hosting lavish dinner parties with numerous guests, you're likely to have a better time with just 3 or 4 good friends around the table. The importance of friendship cannot be overstated, yet it's quality, not quantity, that makes the difference. There's compelling evidence showing that having a good friend can make challenging tasks, such as climbing a hill, seem less daunting. This metaphorically extends to life's challenges, illustrating how a true friend can make our burdens feel lighter. This principle of fewer, deeper connections extends to romantic relationships as well. It's easy to feel insecure about your relationship when bombarded with images of seemingly perfect couples on social media. However, Studies have found that couples who frequently showcase their relationship online might actually feel less secure in their partnerships. In fact, over 100 couples participated in a study revealing that heightened promotion of one's relationship on social media correlates with greater relationship insecurity. Therefore, the next time you find yourself envying the romantic displays on Instagram or wishing for a larger social circle, remember that true contentment often lies in deeper, more meaningful connections, not in the breadth of your social or romantic displays. Part 5. The limits of wealth in achieving genuine happiness. It's a common saying and a perennial question: can money really buy happiness? You might occasionally fantasize about what you'd do with a sudden windfall, perhaps even imagining a scenario where a magical genie grants you a vast sum of money. But would those millions genuinely make you happier? According to documented studies and psychological research, the answer is more complex than a simple yes or no. The fundamental insight from this discussion is that having an extraordinary amount of money doesn't necessarily lead to joy. One of the most striking pieces of evidence comes from a landmark 1978 study that contrasted the happiness levels of lottery winners with those of individuals who had experienced severe, life-altering accidents. Surprisingly, the study found that individuals who became paraplegic derived more enjoyment from daily activities like socializing or watching TV than those who had won the lottery. This observation leads to an intriguing conclusion. The small, everyday pleasures might hold the key to happiness, irrespective of one's financial or physical situation. Furthermore, research shows that higher earnings are associated with increased chances of stress-related issues, including divorce. Certainly, a basic level of income can significantly enhance well-being, particularly if it lifts someone from poverty. Studies indicate that the positive impact of increased earnings plateaus around the annual income range of $50,000 to $75,000. Beyond this, the added psychological benefits are minimal. Interestingly, wealth might even inversely correlate with a sense of purpose in life. Psychological studies suggest that those with the highest incomes often find less purpose in their lives compared to those earning less. A CEO, for instance, might feel less satisfied with life compared to her personal assistant. A compelling 2014 study from the American Psychological Society shed further light on the relationship between money and happiness. It revealed that while higher earners aren't necessarily happier, people who are happier tend to earn more over time. This suggests that rather than money leading to happiness, happiness might actually help in attracting higher earnings. The take-home message? While financial security is undeniably important, beyond a certain point, accumulating more wealth does not equate to a greater sense of happiness. Instead, focusing on enhancing one's overall well-being may not only lead to a happier life, but could indirectly boost financial success as well. Part 6. Reevaluating the importance of high IQ and intellectual pursuits. Imagine consistently being the most intelligent person in every room you enter. You have a towering IQ and perhaps an encyclopedic knowledge of global literature. While it might seem that these attributes would guarantee happiness and success, reality suggests otherwise. In fact, those with more ordinary interests and intelligence levels can find just as much joy in life, if not more. This perspective is supported by a historical study conducted by psychologist Lewis Terman in the 1920s. He tracked 1,500 Californian children identified as having exceptionally high IQs into their adulthood. While these individuals generally earned higher than average incomes, many ended up in commonplace roles, and their superior intelligence did not shield them from life's typical adversities, such as divorce, addiction, and even suicide. The crux of this discussion is that lofty intellectual abilities and ambitious pursuits are not as essential to fulfillment as one might think. Interestingly, despite their high IQs, many of Terman's subjects reported dissatisfaction with how their lives had unfolded, feeling they hadn't achieved what was expected of them. This suggests that possessing a high IQ doesn't necessarily correlate with a happier or more fulfilling life. Moreover, societal notions about the brain benefits of highbrow activities versus more mainstream entertainment might also merit reconsideration. Common wisdom might suggest that watching complex TV dramas, such as murder mysteries, isn't intellectually stimulating. However, neuroscientific research indicates otherwise. Engaging with a complex TV series, characterized by intricate plots and numerous characters, can actually be beneficial for cognitive health. The mental engagement required to follow these stories helps to keep the brain active and stimulates cognitive functions. So, the next time you settle into your sofa for an episode of your favorite crime series, remember that this activity is far from a mindless indulgence. On the contrary, it's providing your brain with a healthy workout. Ultimately, what this tells us is that intellectual superiority, measured by traditional standards like IQ, does not hold the sole key to a successful or satisfied life. Enjoyment and mental stimulation can come from many sources, often those we least expect. Part 7. Navigating the complex relationship with our bodies. In an age where social media constantly showcases idealized images of physical perfection, it's common to browse through Instagram and feel a pang of envy at the sight of influencers flaunting their toned, sculpted bodies. This digital exposure can lead to critical self-assessment and a strained relationship with our own physical appearances. But does possessing a conventionally attractive physique truly correlate with greater happiness? To start, it's essential to recognize that perceptions of beauty are highly subjective. Research indicates that most people undervalue their attractiveness by about 20%. Additionally, studies suggest that your significant other likely finds you more appealing than a stranger would, shifting the ordinary perception to extraordinary within the dynamics of a personal relationship. The main point here is that our relationships with our bodies are often fraught with less joy than we might hope. Interestingly, individuals considered highly attractive often face their own set of challenges. For example, they might struggle to be taken seriously in professional settings, battling stereotypes that equate physical beauty with lower intelligence. Moreover, being physically attractive doesn't necessarily equate to being content with one's appearance. While youth might bring peak physical fitness and freshness, research shows that an average 60-year-old woman generally feels more satisfied with her body than most 18-year-olds do. The quest for an ideal body often leads people to exercise with specific goals like weight loss or muscle toning. However, this approach can sometimes backfire. Studies have found that individuals who exercise solely to lose weight tend to visit the gym less often than those who exercise for the intrinsic pleasure of feeling healthier or more energetic. This paradox extends to the effects of how we frame exercise in our minds. In one study, participants who were told their walk was for exercise ended up consuming more chocolate afterwards compared to those who were told the walk was just for pleasure. These findings suggest that an approach to physical activity centered around enjoyment rather than stringent fitness goals might be more beneficial. Embracing ordinary activities for their own sake might not only be more sustainable, but could also lead to greater overall satisfaction. So, if you've ever felt inadequate compared to a toned Instagram model, remember that joy doesn't necessarily come from achieving a so-called perfect body. Instead, finding pleasure in everyday activities and embracing the ordinary can lead to a healthier and happier relationship with your body. Celebrate your unique ordinariness. It's more valuable than you might think. Final summary. The resounding message from this exploration is both surprising and freeing. The external achievements and possessions we often chase, believing they will enhance our lives, typically fall short of delivering true fulfillment. Instead of yearning for the extraordinary or lamenting over what might seem unattainable, there is profound value and potential happiness in accepting and appreciating the ordinary aspects of our lives. This narrative urges us to reconsider what it means to lead a successful and joyful life. It isn't about accumulating wealth, achieving fame, or even being the smartest person in the room. True contentment stems from embracing the seemingly mundane moments, fostering genuine relationships, and finding satisfaction in our everyday experiences. We are reminded that while not everyone can be special by society's lofty standards, everyone has the potential to thrive within their own unique circumstances. By shifting our focus from what we lack to what we possess, and from what we aspire to be to who we are, we can unlock a more peaceful and gratified existence. In a world that often celebrates the exceptional, there is unexpected joy to be found in the ordinary, a powerful realization that can lead to a richer, more authentic life. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.